Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Now here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball swung on, a fly ball into left, waiting for it. Dickerson, he's under it, and he's got it, and the ball game is over. So the Padres do not get that runner home from second base, and Wandy Peralta gets a save under duress, inheriting that automatic runner from second. And the Giants take this series from the Padres, winning in the finale in the rubber match in 10 innings, 3-2. Donovan Solano getting the game-winning RBI with a sacrifice fly.
John Miller on the call right here on KNBR, the sports leader. The day off for the Giants, and then they will have the home opener tomorrow, and we'll discuss that with Kerry Crowley and his impressions of the first six games. And he does have a piece out right now highlighting the positive trends they need to continue and three negative trends they'll need to reverse, as he says. So we'll get those from him as well at KO underscore Crowley and, of course, Bay Area News Group. And he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Kerry. How are you?
Doing well. Looking forward to getting back at Oracle Park on Friday with fans in the stands. It feels like some normalcy will be returning. And with the Warriors news coming out this morning, guys, it feels like The Giants may be able to expand that capacity a lot sooner than we expected.
No, that's a great point. That's a really good point. And at least tomorrow, over 8,000. And then, as you said, if people hadn't heard, the Warriors are going to be able to get some fans in on April 23rd against the Nuggets. So that's all good.
And it's 35%, to your point. The Warriors are going to be allowed to have 35% indoors. So you think at some point the Giants will be able to up the 22%. But I do want to get your thoughts. You had a nice breakdown about Kevin Gausman's outing yesterday. Obviously, the velocity was better than the first start in Seattle. He carried it deeper into the outing. So the Giants wound up, you know, giving him the qualifying offer at 18.9. But I've read that he I think he's told us on our air that he was open to a long-term deal. He was offered other deals maybe superior to the 18.9. Do you know which teams and what are we talking about? Was it a multi-year deal? And you broke down, he threw 53 fastballs and 24 splitters yesterday. And, you know, he didn't throw the splitter in the spring because he said it hurt his fingers, which was a whoa, because that, you know, fingers into down the forearm, into the elbow. So is there any reluctance, you think, on the Giants' part because he does throw so many splits? And, you know, how long can he go? Are they worried about a long-term deal? Why didn't they extend him in the offseason? And now you've seen him for two starts. Do you think they may do it during the season at some point, Kerry?
Yeah, Greg, all good questions. And I was mildly surprised the Giants didn't try to work something out during the offseason with a long-term extension. He told us in spring training that they hadn't really approached him about it, and he wasn't that concerned about it. But it was something that Farhan Zaidi brought up when Gausman did accept the qualifying offer at 1 year and $18.9 million. And I think the report that I read early in the offseason was the Toronto Blue Jays were one of the teams that were willing to go to 3 years, and I think that it was probably in the 38 to 42 million range, you know, somewhere where he was getting 12 to 13 million a year. But Gausman wanted to come back to San Francisco because of the pitching infrastructure, the opportunity to bet on himself, and because he can't get the qualifying offer again next offseason. So coming off of his age 30 season, if he has another year like he had last year, he can really cash in. And so I don't think that they will talk extension during the regular season. I do think that they would explore that early window in October or November, you know, if he does have a great year and think about making this a long-term reunion. But you mentioned the splitter, and I think that the concern with the splitter during spring training was it put a lot of stress on his fingers. It's just a difficult pitch to throw because, you know, you're whipping your arm and your fingers are split out. And so it is a lot different than a fastball or even a slider, which the slider puts stress on the elbow. So I think that he was just being cautious from that standpoint. And once he got into the regular season, he knows it's his bread and butter. He knows he has to throw it all the time to have success. And we saw him bury a few yesterday against the Padres that were just brilliant. And so I do wonder how the Giants view the splitter as kind of a long-term thing for him. You know, is it sustainable into his mid-30s? But I think that they'll settle that down the road and think about the extension if he puts together a full body of work this season.
Talking Giants with Kerry Crowley, the opener tomorrow against the Rockies that you'll hear tomorrow afternoon right here on the Sports Leader. So you have three positives there. One, obviously, is Kevin Gausman. What are you liking early in the season?
Well, I think that the home runs are a really good sign for the Giants right now. You know, power in Seattle and power in San Diego is often hard to come by. And I think that, you know, they've seen Evan Longoria's bat speed. They've seen Buster Posey's bat speed be where it needs to be, and they do believe that Mike Yastrzemski and Alex Dickerson are going to come around. You know, are Brandon Belt and Brandon Crawford going to have the same seasons that they had in 2020? Probably not, but if Yastrzemski, Dickerson, Solano all play up to expectations, this can be a pretty good offense, and the home runs are a good sign. The on-base percentage, of course, is not right now. It's near the bottom of the league. All four of their strong left-handed hitters, and Yastrzemski, Dickerson, Crawford, and Belt have really low on-base percentages right now, but something else that I think is good at the beginning of the season for the Giants, Jake McGee looks like a lockdown closer. Jake McGee looks like he can get the job done in the ninth inning. He's got the slow heartbeat to make things go smoothly in the ninth inning. And yes, the seventh and eighth are still going to be a journey for the Giants right now, especially during the first month of the season. But you'll take that if you've got the ninth inning worked out. I think that Giants fans are happy to see Jake McGee closing ball games. And he threw a good ninth inning yesterday, even though it was Wandy Peralta who ended up getting the save.
And it was interesting that Gabe used him in the ninth, on the road in a tie game. You don't typically do this, but then you got this, you know, the funky extra inning rule. We were talking about it at the top. I don't like it. I wish they would just wait a little longer, maybe by the 13th inning, to go to that. And we thought it was kind of a pandemic, 1 year only. And I understand it for a second year because we're not out of the pandemic by any means, but is baseball going to continue with a runner on second base in extra innings next year? And you love the game. You've been watching it your whole life. Do you like that or not?
It's funny. I've had a lot of discussions in the past few days about whether I like it. I'm a writer, so of course I like it. It shortens the game. It means I don't work as much. So I love that element of it. You know, a few years ago, Greg, Jeff Samardzija brought up English Premier League style standings where they would just tie games after the ninth inning. Farhan Zaidi a few weeks ago said seven inning games. And I'm thinking, yes, bring this on. Extend my life in baseball. Because right now, these 3.5 hour games, especially with the way the Giants approach things at the plate, where they want to make all the starting pitchers work and the slow tempo, these games are dragging on and on, and the average game time is just going to continue to get longer. And the amount of 12, 13, 16 inning affairs I sat through the first few years made me question if it was good for the game. So probably not what a lot of people want to hear, and I know that I'll continue to get loads of emails from the traditionalists, but I believe it's good for baseball, and as controversial as that might sound right now.
Kerry Crowley's joining us. And, you know, I think there's a happy medium here because some things I'm a traditionalist with, not to the Bob Costas type levels, but I understand evolving the game. But I think it's just like hockey. In hockey, they play a short period and then they'll go to a shootout. In baseball, I think the 10th inning is just too early for it. See if it can work in the 10th inning. If you want to go to it in the 11th inning, if you want to go to it in the 12th inning, whatever the case may be, that's fine. But I think they should at least have an inning where they see if, in a traditional sense, they can win the game first.
Yeah, I do think that that's a good solution. The 11th inning seems more fair, and you're still playing by the same rules in the 10th inning. So if that's what they wanted to implement come 2022, I'd be fine with that. I do wonder how the players view this because, you know, we've talked with a lot of them, and on days that they win, they say they love it. On days they lose, they say they hate it. And so I wonder how that will play out in the collective bargaining agreement come December 1st when that expires.
All right, I mean, obviously you grew up a Giants fan. You can hear it in your voice. You're excited to go to the ballpark tomorrow. So, you know, how early do you have to leave, you know, to get through there? Because there's going to be obviously different protocols to be there. It's going to be a 22%. Any idea on what we're going to have? I have to assume it's going to be a lot of frontline healthcare workers that are going to be honored tomorrow. But do you have any inside info on what's going to go on with opening day tomorrow, Kerry?
No clue yet. No clue yet. And I was going to dig into that this afternoon at some point as far as what the pregame ceremony might look like, if they'll have any special guests, if they'll do something virtually with special guests, because they can do that now and it won't seem abnormal to, you know, have, say, you've got like Bruce Bochy, you know, coming in from Arizona over a Zoom call with a few other Giants legends for opening day. I think that something like that can work now. In the past, where you would have wanted him in the ballpark and you would have thought, oh, a video really doesn't do it for me. And so I am curious to see about what that is. But one thing that the only real benefit of not having fans in the stands last year, Greg, was I was able to show up 5 minutes before first pitch. And so I've got to readjust my my schedule tomorrow and make sure I'm out the door a little earlier.
Make sure that you listen to Kerry. He does a great job on the weekends with Marty and the whole crew talking baseball right here in Canberra. Does a great podcast with Adam Copeland. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. And we'll see you at the ballpark soon.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
You got it.
Thank you, Bernie.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.